You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Married to Medicine After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Married to Medicine After Show.
Hey everyone, I hope you're working it while you're watching us. It was a great show for us. We had a lot of laughter and we're voguing tonight.
We are.
I am English Cleveland and I am joined by my beautiful...
Thank you. Michelle Renee. Okay, I thought you were going to say co-host. Yes, I'm Michelle Renee, English's co-host, and we are missing Jacqueline tonight because Jocelyn. Oh my God. Jocelyn, because she is sick. So we miss you tonight, Jocelyn.
We do miss you.
Get well soon.
We are covering episode 7, a fashion faux pas, which there were tons of faux pas in this episode. The episode starts off, the whole episode was really crazy. It starts off with Aiden going to the hair transplant doctor.
I'm glad this episode was crazy, though, because last week's episode I felt was a little on the boring side.
You're right.
This episode was a little too jam-packed, so if maybe they could do a better job of just kind of evening it out so each episode has its highs and lows, that would be great.
You're right. So he goes and gets his hair transplanted, which to me, whenever I see like commercials of it, it seems so like, oh, just a hair transplant, like, super easy, like, you know, he looks like a disaster after.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't look fun at all. It looked really painful, and I think what makes it even worse is that it seems like he doesn't really want to get it done.
Right.
It seems like his wife is pushing him to do it.
Right.
So it's like, if you want to get plastic surgery yourself, it's maybe easier to be sitting there in pain, being like, okay, well, this was self-induced, like, I wanted these new breasts, or well, I wanted this nose job, or whatever. But like, if it's someone else that made you do it, you're essentially like, I hate this person so much right now because I'm in so much pain, and this isn't even something I wanted.
And she mentioned that she knows him very well, and she said she's not a
doctor work
on her, and a little suck and a little nip.
I wonder what work she's had done.
Probably
she's had that nose
job.
I think she's had a nose job.
Huh.
Maybe. I don't know.
She said
or just
sucks.
Some good contouring.
So I just thought liposuction? I don't know.
Her breasts maybe look fake too.
Maybe. She says she knows them really
well. Anyway, well, we don't know. That's all speculation, allegedly.
Right. Mariah, what I can give her is that she is super duper funny in her confessional one-on-ones. Like all of her lines are very hilarious. Like, she's like, I'm Princess Jasmine,
and he's
Aladdin, and that hair better take us away on
we need that hair to ride on that magic carpet. Yeah, like, that's why I really like her, because, I mean, I think that the things she says in the confessional are a little bit contrived, but I think they're still funny and really witty, and they're not just about her. Well, actually, maybe they are, but, no, I mean, generally speaking, when she gives digs to the other cast members, like... You know, she does it sometimes in confessional. And they're all, like, funny and witty, and I just like it.
They are super witty. Hilarious. I'm not a Mariah fan. I'm more of a Lisa Nicole fan now. She seems more peaceful. But...
She got on my nerves a little bit this episode.
She did.
She had a few moments of me kind of being like,
I think the producers, they're like, go.
Yeah, go. Ask her now. But we'll get to that later.
So anyways, Quad visits... A new queen that we see on the episode is
Raphael.
in his store.
Mm-hmm.
And he is putting on the, what is it? The
Women of Atlanta.
Women of Atlanta fashion show, which for all the Susan proceeds G. Komen are going to breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And he's giving, he's having her try on dresses. Mind you, why are you giving her a yellow dress or a black dress to try on when you know she's putting on this pink one? It's for breast cancer.
Well, I think she was trying to decide whichever one she was going to wear on the red carpet. And then later in the episode, she wore the black one with the two slits in the front to the red carpet. And then she wore, of course, the pink one on the actual
Right. Okay, so. I get it. So he's giving her the dress for the show. And then they start talking about Mariah.
Mm-hmm.
And
wait, this is after, though, she compares herself to, like, every supermodel in the world.
Right. She is going to take something from all of them.
I'm just surprised that she has so many fans and, like, viewers. Like, I don't know. To me, I would seem like that would kind of get, like, annoying after a while because she just, like, always talks about how great and fabulous she is. And I think she does look great. Mm-hmm. No shade to her.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I just feel like she always constantly is like, I'm fabulous. I'm great. I do it for the gods. I'm working. I'm serving. I'm making them gag award. You know, like, whoa.
I think because she hangs out with, everyone she keeps in her circle are all cheerleaders of her. And so it's just too much, like, wind blowing her hair back that she just feels like I'm Beyonce.
Yeah. And the fans seem to like it. And it just is like, I wonder what the difference is between, like, her bragging about herself and, like, someone else that brags about themselves. Like, why fans seem to, like, be so intrigued by her.
And she doesn't really have much going on, like, to be brag. Like, at least brag about, like, I am have a fashion line or have something. But you keep bragging about, like, your body looks good. Everyone's supposed to keep their body up. You look great. I mean...
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm not even going to throw that much shade because it's Sunday. So Quad talks with Raphael about about the WIN conference and about how after the WIN conference, she invites Mariah to the fashion show and hopefully Mariah will come. And then the scene cuts to Mariah telling her mom and her sister that she got invited by Quad to the fashion show, and she says that she feels like it's a setup. Be ambushed,
mm-hmm.
which we later see that she brings the shade. She brought way more palm trees than I think.
Who is she? Are you saying Mariah?
Yeah.
Mm.
She brought all the drama. She had a whole entourage, but...
I think she brought the drama in that she showed up, and then there was subsequent drama because there were so many people waiting to start stuff with her. I mean, but I don't think she did anything wrong. I think that, like she said, it sounds like a setup to me.
But she shouldn't have brought Miss Lucy. Every time she brings Miss Lucy...
But, I mean, that's her mom. But
her mom doesn't know how to control herself. If my mom pops off at the mouth all the time, you're not coming with me when I know that... I'm going somewhere that someone doesn't like me.
But in Miss Lucy's defense, Miss Lucy didn't start anything.
But she definitely
whatever his name she did. But I mean, any mom I think out there is going to defend their child. Maybe not to the level that maybe not to the level that Miss Lucy would.
Okay.
But I mean, I think generally speaking, most parents, regardless if they have a child that's in elementary school, if they have a child that's a grown adult, is going to come to their child's defense.
Right.
And whatever his name is, what is his name? Because there's too many. There's a Brian Lamar. There's a Raphael Cox. There's a, what is his name? The one we're talking about right now.
Raphael.
No.
Yeah.
Raphael Cox is the one that's putting
Rico
on the show.
Chappelle.
Rico Chappelle. Okay. Right. Rico. That's the person we're talking about right now. Rico comes for her. Dwight was there too. And then there was a guy in a Skittles shirt.
Right.
Like, Raphael, no, which one are you talking about?
I can't handle this.
Anyway, he comes for her.
Okay.
He comes for her. So I don't think Miss Lucy was wrong, but we're jumping ahead in the episode.
Right.
But I don't think Miss Lucy was wrong.
Okay.
I think any mother would have defended their child.
No, she definitely, it's fine, defend her. It's about how you do it. Don't stoop. These are adults. Yes, everyone here is an adult, but you are an elder. You've known this guy
Elder shady.
I'm saying, but she's a senior citizen. Like, she's older.
She's probably not.
Girl, 65 is senior citizen.
Oh, she's 65. Who said she was 65?
Her daughter's 35.
What if she had her when she was like 15?
Oh, Michelle, I can't.
What if she had her when she was 15?
No, she's a senior citizen. She's older than them. I'll just say that.
She's older.
She's older, and so she should know how to diffuse, especially if they've been friends that long. which let's talk about that later because we have so much to talk about.
We'll come back.
We'll come back to that. Stay tuned. So, Rico Chappelle. So Mariah says, okay, so she starts telling her mom and her sister what exactly happened. Mind you, we have never heard Mariah discuss what happened between her and Rico, and kind of vaguely, and then we've never really heard her discuss why her and Quad are fighting.
Okay.
All we hear is, girl, I made you relevant. I made you relevant. I'm not going to get off my chariot
to throw tomatoes with you.
Right.
Yeah.
So Mariah basically tells her mother and her sister, or was she telling them that? Yeah.
She tells them the story.
That Rico was doing a photo shoot for his line, I've looked him up on Instagram. He has a lot of followers and a lot.
He was either on Project Runway or, I'm pretty sure it was Project Runway though, or maybe Rihanna's fashion show.
I don't know.
The show she had about, what was it called?
Project Runway?
No, it was called Styled to Rock. Style to Rock. Yeah. He was on one of those shows. So I think that he not only has been a designer for a few years, but also kind of was really launched into the limelight when he was on that whichever fashion design show he was on.
Okay, yeah. Good. So she's basically telling her family that Rico was having a fashion shoot or launching one of his lines and that he wanted Mariah to do it. Mariah was already booked for another fashion show because Mariah is just so booked, honey. She's doing fashion all around the world, Milan, Paris, wherever you want to go. So she couldn't do it. And then Rico decides, he asks her, what she's saying, it's being shady. What is Quad's number? I want to ask Quad to do it. And Mariah pops back saying, well, if you're going to ask anybody in my circle to do it, I'm going to be really offended. I should be the one launching your line because we've known each other for so long.
I'm on her side. I cannot think that if I were in that situation or if many of the people out there watching were in that situation, that they wouldn't feel the same way.
Yeah. No, of course. I mean, the only thing is everyone, unless they have kind of bad feeling, because I feel like Mariah, she does feel that she is the queen bee, not in only her household with everyone. And I feel like she throws shade even when she doesn't think she's doing it. And sometimes I think people catch it.
What do you think was shady about that?
No, I'm saying unless she's thrown shade at Rico before. And that's
why he was being shady back to her.
Right, because what would be the reason that he would do something like that to a friend that he's known for 20 years?
Well, maybe he wasn't doing it to throw shade. Maybe he was doing it from a place of, okay, Mariah launching my line would be huge in that she, of course, is the biggest cast member on this show.
Right.
If Quad does it, she's the second biggest cast member on the show. Mm-hmm. And she will get me just publicity. As much, if not more, or the same amount of publicity that Mariah would have.
Right.
So maybe that's the angle he was coming from, which is understandable on his part. No shade thrown to Mariah. But I think that he should have taken into consideration the fact that his friend Mariah was having issues with Quad.
No, I don't think. I think that they had issues because of this situation.
Okay.
So that's the thing. Because even Quad even mentioned in a few episodes back, she said, I don't know why she wouldn't want her, if she can't do it, why wouldn't she want one of her other friends to do it? And then now it's like, that's probably when the whole line, I made her relevant, came around. And then Rico's like, you made her relevant, da 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 da. Then he probably went back and told Quad and all the drama. And then now it's all everyone against Mariah, which Mariah should have never said that. You know what I mean? Like, she should have never said she's made anyone relevant because even though it is her show,
how do we know she did say that?
She said it to
them. No, she said, I gave you a platform.
But she did. She has said it on this season. She has said, I did make you relevant.
I'm one of the people that likes to get credit where, you know, when credit I deserve credit.
Right.
If I were in her shoes and I was the one that was so instrumental in getting this show together and pitching it and working on it for years, because this show was not made overnight.
Right.
Didn't it take something like five years or something to get it on air?
Mm-hmm.
Then yes, I'm going to expect you to acknowledge me and say, thank you so much for this opportunity.
But how many times do you want me to say it to
you? I mean, do we know that Quad or anyone else has ever said it?
But whether this is the second season, so it's not like it's a brand new show now. I'm sure she said it to her a long time ago when she said, hey, girl, you're going to be a cast member on the show. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. I'm not going to kiss your butt the whole season. I'm on this show for a reason. I'm an individual on the show. You can't carry the show the whole way. You know what I mean? Like, everyone is on the show for a reason. They're here to say what they're about, who they are. And we had a YouTube comment, and someone had made a comment about saying that, well, we are wrong, saying us on the show doing our after show, because Mariah had just have all this stuff going on. But I want to say, if she's been trying to get this show in the works for 5 years, then she should platform what she's doing. Everyone else is on the show, and they all have, you know, their things. Lisa Nicole has her line and all her things. Quad is doing a puppy line. The two doctor women, and then Dr. Heavenly. So I just feel like Mariah is only sitting there starting drama and starting issues, and that's why it makes me believe that she did start this drama with Quad and has said all this about Quad. I'm not a Quad fan or a Mariah fan because they both throw a lot of shade. I just feel like Mariah, like...
I mean, I'm not necessarily saying I'm a Mariah fan, but I feel like a lot of people look at her actions and say, like, oh, she's wrong for that, or the way she acted was irrational. But if you really think about life and how people are with friendships and how people are in situations, I feel like the majority of the people, number one, would act the same with the whole Rico situation, feeling betrayed if another person was put on the cover over them. Mm-hmm. And number two, also, they would, I think, in my opinion, maybe act the same way in wanting at least some recognition for being the one to kind of help someone along.
It.
Maybe. We don't know. That's speculation that she
already
got. But don't
you think that if
no,
they said
I don't think
that, don't you
say
think
that.
If she
I don't
said,
think, no.
If they said, hi, you're going to be, I'm the producer of the show. She's one of the producers. You're going to be on our show. Oh my gosh, Quad or Mariah, thank you so much. I don't think that the whole season they need to be like Queen Mariah because you're a producer on the show.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, yes, they probably said thank you so much in that initial moment. But in that moment, they didn't know where that was going
to
get them to. Quad
but
didn't know
them.
That she... I know, but Quad didn't know that she would have been launched to this stardom like
that. But do you understand that if Bravo could take Mariah off, like, she doesn't have to be in. And then if Quad takes over the show, like, they're not going to care about Mariah anymore. They're worried about ratings and money.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that, say, for instance, Toya needs to go to Mariah and say, thank you so much for giving me a platform. Because what has, no shade to Toya, but what has Toya really gotten out of this show? She, for the most part, I don't think she's that big of a star as Quad is.
Well, at the end of the day, they're all getting a check.
They are. But I'm just saying, as far as Quad goes, maybe she did give an initial thank you. This
is
all speculation. Maybe
she did.
So I'm
sure she was like, girl, this show has boosted all of this. I'm sure. And
maybe. I mean, I don't know.
They were friends, so I'm sure she did.
They were friends, so that's probably why she didn't.
But then, just because our mutual friend is asking me to do a fashion show, don't throw shade at me because I said yes to it. Like, I don't think Quad should have turned it down just because Mariah couldn't do it. Like, if Mariah can't do it and he's asked her, whether he was asking out of throwing shade or not to Mariah, I don't think it's wrong for Quad to take it on.
Yeah, I don't think it's wrong for Quad to take it either. And the situation was magnified when Rico went back and told Quad this story, this is what happened.
Right.
And so it's his fault ultimately. And he's trying to start drama. So
it's a lot of shady people on the show.
Well, okay.
Okay, so.
All right. That was a little moment there. But
we wanted to break it down. And it's all opinions. You know what I mean? Like, some people see a different way. And we don't know what has happened that when the cameras are off, you know, at the end of the day.
So
anyway.
Wait. Head on over to iTunes and tell us what you think.
Yes.
That's a great segue to throw to iTunes. We'd love to hear your comments. Rate our after show. Say what you mean, but don't say it mean. And maybe we'll even, you know, talk about your comment next week. So.
Yes. Okay. So Dr. Simone and Jackie, which is super cute. They seem like genuine friends.
Yes, they do.
They meet every Tuesday and have lunch. And Dr. Simone starts telling Dr. Jackie that her money issues, which has been her whole storyline this whole season, which if they are going to make that a storyline, I don't get it. And I don't know if you viewers out there get it, or we were saying we don't get it. Like, where's the money? Like, she's saying that she's delivering babies and not receiving a penny from it. And I know that she's doing some new banking and da 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 da. But if it's been over a year, like, girl, where's your money?
Yeah. I mean, I, at this point, would have gone to, like, the owner of whatever electronic company is doing it and ripped someone a new one.
Okay.
Like, that's, it's ridiculous. And given her strong personality, I'm surprised that she is kind of what seems to the viewer as taking such a relaxed, passive approach to this issue and just kind of being like, oh, well, I don't have the money.
I wiped out my savings.
Like, hell no.
And she's been
like,
a doctor for 16 years.
Yeah, and she's like, in all her years of practicing, she's never been as broke as she is now. Like, that's crazy.
Something's up.
In, like, her starting time. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. This scene, though, made me kind of realize something. So, in other reality shows, the people may be like, I don't know, take a break from what? Like, walking their dog or, like, watching their kids to film. Mm-hmm. But I wonder how, like, their actual careers and, like, having to deliver babies and, like, having to be at a hospital, like, affects how they film and, like, how they're able to film. Like, I want to kind of say that maybe this whole, like, lunch date thing is, like, fake.
You think so?
Or maybe not. It's, I'm sure maybe they do have lunch every Tuesday. But as far as the filming of it, like.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Well, they base it around their life.
But so. Every Tuesday. Like, at the same time, you have time to, like, go, like, prep and put makeup on. I mean, do you think they wear those fake eyelashes and all that makeup to work?
No.
To deliver babies? No. So you have to get a professional hair and makeup done. You have to get mic'd, get prepped, shoot the scenes a few times from different angles. Mm-hmm. And you have
an hour
lunch break. I don't know. I think it's maybe a little bit more challenging for them to, like, film their real life day-to-day scenes, since they're actually professionals that have to, like, deliver babies. Like, what if a baby takes longer to come out than you expected? Like, you can't just stop in the middle of that birth and be like, you know what? I got to go film this scene.
Right. But
so I don't know. That's something I realized.
Like, they probably check her schedule and say, like, are you delivering any babies this week? What is the probability? And then they probably shoot around then.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Who knows? So. Then they start proceeding to talk about Dr. Jackie and her husband, how many times they have sex a week, which she said Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Okay. And then she changed it to Friday, Saturday. And she said, happy wife, happy life, and all
happy
of that.
Happy husband, happy home.
Right. And Cecil and Simone haven't had sex in 60 days or more, she said. Mm-hmm. And she says that she, when she's not happy, which I can completely understand, when you're, especially with her practice, she's had it, it's like her baby. Her practice is older than her kids. She's stressed out. I'm not married, so I don't know, but she says that when she can't have sex, she can't have sex when her stress level is high, so she goes in the bathroom and fiddles around until her husband falls asleep. Which is really sad.
It is really sad. I mean, I would almost think that maybe, I mean, I guess it's different for everyone. Like, some people, like, when they're stressed out, they don't eat. Some people, when they're stressed out, they do eat. Mm-hmm. So maybe, like, intercourse with your husband is similar, whereas some people are stressed and they don't want it, and some people are stressed and they do want it. But to me, it would seem like doing that might be, like, a stress reliever or a way to take your mind off of things.
Right. And he seems really fun. And we did see a scene where, excuse me, what'd you say?
I love him. In, like, an innocent way.
Oh, okay.
Not like I'm trying to, like, hit on, like, a married man type way. But, yeah.
So we see him playing with his kids. He seems like a fun dad. And he's very catering. He comes in there and tries to cheer Simone up and ask her, does she want food? So he cooks. Obviously, he takes care of the kids. He cleans, maybe.
He brings home a good amount of money because she says, like, he's doing really well in corporate America.
Yeah, he seems like a good man.
He does.
Simone, you better keep your man because I know somebody that may want him.
One thing I had a question about in this scene where they're having lunch is that Dr. Simone doesn't ask Jackie for money, but Dr. Jackie's kind of like, well, if you needed to ask me for money, you know that you could. You think it's nice? I think that's a terrible idea.
Why?
Money? That's the main thing that friends argue over.
I think that she knows her. She's had her practice for 16 years. She knows she's going to get money. You know, she knows where her business is at. She knows her family.
I know. I'm just,
like, she could sue her. If, you know what I mean? I just don't think.
But, yeah, then they wouldn't be friends anymore. I mean, I'm not saying she couldn't get the money back, but I'm just saying money is a huge issue that people argue over.
Yeah.
And so I think that lending a friend, not like $5 or something, right, obviously, but lending friends like large amounts of money is always tricky. I'm not going to say always a bad idea, but it's always kind of
I think since she has her sketchy own practice, mm-hmm, she can probably depend on her because she probably burned down her building. And plus, they're in the same kind of field, so she knows how much she's bringing in. Anyways, so we move on to the not-so-heavenly doctor. Heavenly, working on her patient, giving her a bridge, which looked crazy for
so
TV.
Painful.
And then another queen shows up. And
Brian Lamar.
Brian Lamar. And he pops in with a garment bag and a white, long, mink fur in the bag, and he says her dress will be delivered tomorrow. He is her stylist, and he is coming to style her for the women's fashion show.
Yes. And while he brings the fur coat, he brings a lot of shade and tea
messiness. What shade does he bring? Please tell us.
Wait, what did he say? I don't know. Actually, you tell us. Did I write it down? I just know that he's, like, super messy, because I made a note about these men that have been on the show.
Okay.
Which, after you say the tea he spills, I'm going to go in on them
all. Yes, please. So, Brian Lamar starts discussing that he used to be Mariah's stylist.
And he's her
cousin. Wait, no, save that for the end. He didn't mention that in the beginning. He didn't say that. He just says, I was Mariah's stylist. I followed her here. I went there. I did this. I did that. And she never gave me any credit. And then she had the nerve to say, she made me relevant. She's my cousin.
Mm-hmm. And she said, and I quote, I can dial one number and get you wiped off the face of earth or something to that effect. Those were not the exact words, but it just makes me sweat thinking about it or something. And then he is sweating and wipes his forehead.
So, everyone is saying the same thing about Mariah though. Don't you notice?
I do notice that. But what I think is that it's BS. I think that, okay, we have Raphael Cox, mm-hmm, Rico Chappelle, mm-hmm, and now Brian Lamar. Mm-hmm. I think that these men.
Mm-hmm. What about Dwight?
Dwight, okay. Mm-hmm. I think that they're there to have, okay, Rico, we already acknowledged that he has his own thing, and I'm sure these other men have very lucrative, successful careers, maybe in Atlanta or maybe even bigger than that.
Right.
But I think that it's maybe driven by wanting a little bit of 15 minutes of fame.
Of course.
Wanting to get on another reality show. Granted, you've already done one. Granted, Dwight's been on The Housewives numerous times.
All of them.
They want, to me, it seems very disingenuine. Mm-hmm. They come with all this nasty, messy tea to spill, mm-hmm, and they want 15 minutes of fame, mm-hmm, number one. Mm-hmm. And number two, they want to promote themselves.
At any cost.
They want to promote their fashion lines. They want to promote their whatever, mm-hmm, their stylist services. Mm-hmm. So to me, I'm not buying any of it.
At any cost.
I'm not buying any of it. If you want, I mean, she's your cousin.
Mm-hmm. Is blood thicker blood than water?
Blood is thicker than water to
me. The way that he, and you're right, the way that he was sitting there and talking about her, he didn't start off by saying, this is my cousin, you know, this is a mm-hmm family issue. He even was like, give that B.I. a side eye. Like, he was, he wasn't acting like, you know, like, at the end of the day, it's my cousin. She did do some shady stuff to me. But you're on national TV talking about your family. Like, this ain't, like,
maybe it's like his, like, because you know people in the South sometimes, and I'm from the South, so I can say that, have, like,
my cousin.
Yeah, and it's someone that's, like, their, like, 10th cousin.
Yeah, I get
so
it.
So maybe it was one of those type of things. But my whole thing is that if you're going to come throw massive amounts of shade at me, don't claim to be in my family. Since you want to throw all this shade my way and slander me and talk trash about me, then why even then try to align yourself with me by saying, oh, and by the way, I'm in her family.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? That to me is a disconnect. Why would you even want to be in someone's family like that? Why would you even include that if she's such a vile, nasty person?
Right. Hello, somebody.
Because she has the power, mm-hmm, to make or not make or break. I don't want to go that far. But mm-hmm you know she has the power to affect some things. Mm-hmm. So you still want to be close enough to mm-hmm be kind of like name dropping her, she's my cousin.
Which is very weird is that we're about to get into the fashion show, but when they were at the fashion show and Dr. Heavenly says hi and he was there with his flat top and all, he didn't say anything to, like, Mariah. Like, if you feel this kind of way. And he even said, while sitting in Dr. Heavenly's office, that Mariah feels like she doesn't want him to be friends with Dr. Heavenly. Mariah does not like to share her friends, which we did see last season, which probably does have some truth to it. Being a queen bee, you have to have people beneath you to bring you up. You know what I mean? And so she probably feels like, if you're my cousin, you're my stylist, I don't want you working with someone else that I know, which it's Dr. Heavenly. And he really, obviously, he's saying he likes Dr. Heavenly, but I think it's conditional.
Well, maybe I'm going to give Mariah the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. I'm team Mariah this after show, which is, you know, great. But maybe she doesn't want people switching back and forth with friends and being friends with other people because she knows that people run their mouth, that people want the attention, they want the camera time, so they're going to be nasty and say mean things. So maybe that's where she's coming from, but on this level of, like, on this reality show, you have to kind of align yourself with one side or the other, or you're going to get caught up in drama. Maybe that's where she's coming from.
Right.
That's just...
But the thing is, if these people are your friends, and like you said, Rico's been your friend this long, why is it taking a reality show to break you guys' friendship? And then he even said her house is rented. And that's, like, her good friend. Mm.
I don't think it's rented.
You don't think it's rented?
No.
She told Quad that she got her house at a really good deal. And, like, last minute rent or something situation. Mm-hmm. And Rico's like, that house is rented. Whether regardless or not.
Yeah, who cares? She
it's
still
a
has
beautiful
money
house.
There? Maybe. I don't know how much money he has. But I don't know how much money she has. But... I mean, so what does that mean? Like, her house is rented? So,
like, she's lying, she's fake, she's saying all this stuff when it's not real. Who knows? It's public record, so if you guys want to check it out, put it in the comments. Let us know if it is rented or not. So, we are at the fashion show. We're voguing, honey. Quad arrives, and she's getting her hair and makeup done. Okay. And Lisa Nicole shows up early, looking really cute and stylish, and her husband looked good, and they look good together. I'm a Lisa Nicole fan, so I like her. And she says, emphasis, everyone's coming. And Quad's like, oh, good. She's like, everyone's coming. So this whole fashion show was all like, she's coming, she's coming, she's coming, the queen.
The British are coming. The queen,
they've invaded, like, they've invaded.
Paul Revere.
Right. So, all the queens show up to the show. I feel like it was more like gay queens there than women in the fashion show. It was so many of them. Mm-hmm. And we see Dwight, like we mentioned before, and it was very bougie, everyone in their furs. And Dr. Simone said, no matter what the temperature is in Atlanta, everyone definitely comes out and in their furs and is very showing
off. Who,
Dr.
Simone said that?
She said that Atlanta is a very show-off, like, place.
I only saw one person with a fur coat on, though.
But she was just making a reference.
In general.
Like, in general. Right.
I mean, it's like 100 degrees outside, hopefully.
Like, if you're going to a ball, okay. But you're going to a fashion show.
What did you think of the comment about everybody having to wear pink? Because I was personally on Toya's side with that. But
were
I know you?
You
were. Yeah, because, okay, unless it said on the invitation, everyone wear pink to support this cause, I don't think that you necessarily have to wear pink just because it's a pink. Just because it's a breast cancer event. Yeah, that's a nice gesture, but I don't think that someone's wrong in choosing to wear another color.
But she brought it up to them. She said, why are you guys both in pink?
Yeah, and then some, I don't know if it was Simone or Jackie's like, yeah, she's so like, not smart. Like, duh, it's a fashion
show for... No, I said that.
No, and somebody on the show said it, too.
Oh, did they?
Like, duh, Toya, or something.
Well,
like, it's a fashion show for breast cancer awareness. Why wouldn't I wear pink?
Yeah, I would say that, too. Like, I'm showing, especially Dr. Jackie, she's had breast cancer. She's showing her support. I don't think you have to wear pink, but she's the one asked the question. It would be different if they asked her.
Okay,
why
she is dumb. She is dumb to ask the question because she should have known that.
And then why is she throwing shade at them? Like, if they want to wear pink to a breast cancer awareness, it's not too, like, off the wall to do it.
Yeah.
Don't be mad because you didn't wear pink.
Yeah, and it's a fashion show, though, but her outfit was cuter than theirs.
Super
I mean, Dr.
cute.
Jackie's was cute. Dr. Simone's didn't really like it. Toya's, she had a really cute outfit on, though. So I'm going to go ahead and say I'm going to maybe have to compromise wearing pink to wear a cute bomb outfit to kill it at the fashion show.
Well, she's not really relevant this season, too, so she needs to stop.
I'm just going to kill it at the fashion show, and I'm going to catch y'all on the pink on the next Breast Cancer Awareness Day.
Right.
Sorry. Anyway.
So, we get to everyone just mingling, Quad's coming around, talking to everyone, saying hi before she goes up on the stage. And Dr. Jackie pulls Lisa Nicole to the side and says, hey, how was your biopsy? Mind you, super weird. This is at a fashion show. And to talk about something that she was so emotional about last time you talked to her, why would you bring it up? And if you were that, like, worried about it, which we did see a few episodes ago, wouldn't you call her right after she got it done and be like, girl, what happened? Like, da, 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 you know what I mean? Like, why are you asking on camera? And it's fine if you guys are going to talk about it on camera, but not at a fashion show. Like, wrong timing.
Yeah.
And she was like, and then Lisa Nicole was like, they put the needles in and then they just popped and they were just cysts. And she didn't, she wasn't like, oh my gosh, girl, I couldn't wait to tell you. Like, it was just really weird.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say that was the producers. Maybe.
Weird. Right.
I don't know why they would even produce that moment, though, considering that we had already found out she didn't have cancer. So,
right. And I feel like if she did have cancer, I don't think it would have been on TV. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think she would have let them follow that. I don't know. Anyways, so Toya and Rico, Toya says to Rico, oh, I walk past your boutique all the time. Really cute stuff. But I just basically kind of peek in because, you know, Mariah wears all your stuff. And I definitely couldn't be caught dead wearing anything that Mariah has on. And he goes, well, supposedly I'm, you know, her nemesis now, word on the street. But when she gets here, we're going to clear all this up. Mm-hmm. So he seemed very calm, cool, and collected when he was saying that. He wasn't ready or liable to pop off until, well, Quad, let's not skip Quad, the reason why we're here. Quad rips the runway. She does,
okay, she does a
she
good
does
job.
A great job. She looks good. The fabric, which we said on the dresses, did look cheap. They could have done better. I mean, if you are doing, like, a big fast show, it's going to be on TV. It should be friendly to the camera as well as to the eye in person, and I don't think that it matched up. Maybe in person it looked beautiful, but on camera,
the designs were nice, but the designs, fabric was a little shiny.
Yeah, very shiny and cheap. Quad says that she finally feels empowered and individual because everyone has grouped her with Mariah. Now she feels like she stands alone and she's walking on that runway like she is the woman of the year and she's winning the award. Go, girl. I, you know, do it. Like, be an individual. Even though Mariah did get you on the show, she didn't make you relevant. You stand alone. You made yourself relevant. So do you, boo. Which she did do. She did a good job. So, we see that Mariah, the fashion show is over, and Mariah's walking through the door with security, her mother, friends, sister, entourage. They ask, do you want to do the red carpet? And she looks at it, and she goes, oh, no, we're not doing that. Mm-hmm. And so, she walks in. Towards the end, which she made an entrance, Dr. Simone says she stole the show.
And Lisa Nicole is like, what? Like, why is she here? Or what the hell is she doing here?
She's here.
Or
she's
like
here.
That.
Everyone's like, she's here. She's here. Like,
yeah, no. And Lisa Nicole was like, why the hell is she here? Or something like something that was pejorative. Like, it wasn't just a like, oh, Mariah's here. It was like, what? Why is she here? Like,
I would say that too, because why is she here? Why is she showing? Why is she here if it's over?
Why is Lisa Nicole getting in the middle of it though? Like, I do like Lisa Nicole, and like at the beginning of the season, I was kind of like, whoa, she's a little abrasive. But like last episode, I think that really brought the viewers closer to her. She really opened up. And I do like her, generally speaking, but I don't want to see her get dragged in the middle of this because I feel like she has a good personality to be kind of like a peacemaker and kind of like someone that's neutral.
I think she probably...
So I don't want the producers to, or whomever, to make her get involved.
Right. I think she said it. I'm not her, but I took it as she said it as, why is she here? Because the fashion show is over.
Okay.
But who knows? She may not really care for Mariah. You don't really see them do any scenes together, actually. So maybe her and Mariah aren't really friends. And she is friends with Quad. Her and Quad hang out. So she's probably a little bit more biased to Quad. So Mariah walks in, like we say, and Rico and his friend in the Skittles shirt, right?
Yes.
Are standing out to the side. And Rico is like, let's get this done with. Let's get this done over and done with. And let's leave. Mind you, 2 minutes ago, he was fine. Like, he was just like, you know, we're going to talk about the situation, da 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 da. Now he has friends pulling him back, and he's, like, really, really angry and furious, and, like, someone's, like, really, like, pumped him up.
Yeah. And his friend with the shirt was, like, breaking the fourth wall.
Right.
Like, making mad eye contact with the camera.
I think people feel like cameras are going to be here. Let's make a scene.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. They want their 15 minutes of fame. They want to get camera time. And it's really saddening.
And he didn't touch the camera.
It's really saddening and disheartening that you think to yourself, like, okay, how am I going to get my little camera time on this episode of the show? Mm-hmm. What I'm going to do is act like a black fool and make a fool of myself.
A black fool?
Why would you... I mean, I get it. Like, who doesn't want to be on TV? Who doesn't want to, like, have a little cameo on a reality television show, especially in Atlanta, you know, whatever. But, like, why don't you come up with something a little bit more productive than being like, oh, did you see me hold my friend back on that episode, episode 7 of
You think he screenshotted?
Yes.
It's probably on his Instagram,
like, as we speak.
And he probably has
a really long comment below it that's like, this is what really happened. What y'all didn't see was like, okay.
How many emojis does he have on there?
Yeah. I don't know. Hashtags. Definitely a lot of hashtags at the end, though. But that's just speculation.
Did you think he at Bravo Andy?
Probably.
Oh my God.
He may be on Watch What Happens Live next week.
You're right.
But anyway,
I am agreeing with you. That's what I'm asking.
I know. We're just joking, funny. Of course. But,
no, I get it. Like, they feel like, oh my gosh, the camera's going to be at the fashion show. I want to be on TV. What can I do? I'm going to hold your pinky back. Anything you need me to put your hair up. Like, and obviously all these people that are doing this, they're not getting paid.
No.
Chappelle's not getting paid. None of the queens are getting paid. Dwight doesn't even get paid. I don't even think Phaedra pays him. I think it's like when she does stuff for, or, you know, when they put all the price tags on the bottom of all of these banners, it's fake. Like, all these vendors and things and all of this, they just want to be on TV. So,
yeah, I mean, it's a good strategy if you actually have a business. That's a very good strategy to market your business. And obviously,
but not when you act a fool.
You can put it on a resume. Oh, I've worked with so and so and so and so from Real Housewives of so and so city. But in the case of, we don't have a name for him. So, the guy with the shirt on, with the loud Mike and Ike shirt, now they're Mike and Ike's, but M&M's, whatever. Like, that guy was marketing nothing but him embarrassing his family. Mm-hmm. So, boo, two thumbs down for him. Yeah, and Rico, like, my point is, if you've known someone for 20 years, 20 years, that's a long time. Mm-hmm. Y'all have a genuine falling out and you want to get the friendship back. Wouldn't you reach out to them, maybe via a phone call or text? Hey, can we meet for dinner? Let's discuss this.
He contrived this from the jump. Remember last episode, him and Squad
sent the text so she could come.
And he was like, when's the next place you're going to see her? Invite her.
Exactly. So he can have his little camera time and, you know, and it's just ridiculous. If you really had a friendship with someone and you want to try to salvage it, attacking them at a fashion show is never, and I don't mean physically attacking, I mean verbally coming for them at a fashion show is not going to help anything. Mm-hmm. So at that point in time, what he's saying is pretty much like, I'm done with being her friend and I'm gonna call her out and make her look bad. Because there's no coming back from that. There's no more friendship after that.
You don't think so?
No.
Mm. So basically, there a lot happened in this section. You guys can tell us if there's coming back from that or not. I was like riding so fast that I was like, hold on. So anyways, Mariah has security. Lisa Nicole walks up to Mariah and brings up, hey, Rico said that you guys have been friends and you guys have been friends since 14 and your parents said that you guys are gonna like get married. Mind you, Rico decided to be gay, so that didn't happen. And then all of a sudden, here comes Miss Lucy. So we'll start with the kissing and the greeting.
Oh, I loved that. I live for that.
Right. No, we did have a good laugh with that. So
we had to rewind it. It was so good.
Rico paid his respect. He said, hi, Miss Lucy. He's known her for a long time. He said their parents, his mom.
And her mom, yeah. Her
friends.
And he was like, it's good to see you. And she was like, thank you.
Yeah.
Like,
she was
like,
shady.
Of course it is. Like, yeah. Something that wasn't like, oh, good to see you too, honey. It's like, yeah, yeah, duh.
Yeah.
Like,
so she did look fly, though.
She's okay. She's cute.
She's cute.
She's cute.
So, I can't even get to this part. So then Mariah, so he goes and greets Mariah. And what does Mariah do?
She just so subtly turns that head and just dodges the kiss.
So gracefully.
Yes, it was just like a flawless, like, please. I wouldn't allow your lips to touch my cheek. And then she makes the comment, another witty, like, really good comment in the confessional that's like, he can kiss a cheek, but it's not this one. Actually, it's like referring to the fact that he can kiss her, you know, ASS. But anyway, so.
Right, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
And, Mariah's security steps up, and he's like trying to step in between, and I think Regal gets really offended, like, oh, you're gonna have security, like, you know, do have your security step up to me, like, we've known each other for this long. Mariah's just sitting there drinking her wine, like, Rico, don't do this, whatever. Mind you, she brought it for a reason, and I think she knew that what was she was up against. She knew Rico was gonna be there. Mm-hmm. She knew
Quad
was gonna be there. So she probably brought it to make them mad. I feel like whenever people see security and we're friends, like if we broke up out of friendship and I show up to the studio here
with security,
you would feel some type of way, right? You're like, why is she being so dramatic?
Yeah, but just like, I mean, why does she have security? But that certainly wouldn't make me want to antagonize you.
No, like, not antagonize you, but I would feel like, what the heck are you doing?
Yeah, no, I think the point of security is to kind of, like, keep people away. But in this case, it's like the security attracted them. Like, you're going to try to fight security?
Because they're mad that the security is there.
And the security is, but it's like, really, you don't want to do it. You don't want to go after security. You don't want that with security.
You don't want this. So, all of a sudden, Mariah's not saying anything, which I feel like is the best thing if you don't want the drama. And this is where it comes into Miss Lucy, okay? You see your daughter's not saying anything. I know that you're her mother, but you're the elder. Hello, somebody. And you should stand there and be quiet like your daughter. She's not even arguing. If she's arguing with him back, then fine. Say something like, you guys, this is really petty or not on TV. She's like, talk to the hand, da-da-da-da-da, like throwing her shade up there. And it's like,
and Rico lowers the partition in her face. He like pulls his hand down as if there's like a partition coming down to be like, bye, Felicia, we blocking you out.
But he was still respectful. Miss Lucy, you're not in this. Lower partition.
But I mean, I think she is in it.
She's in every fight, though.
I mean, I think she is in it. Not only is Mariah her daughter, but also it's like, he has been someone that she's seen grow up. Mm-hmm. They've known each other since they were 14. Mm-hmm. In the Black community, I think there's kind of a sense of, like,
this
camaraderie and that, like, if I grow up with you and you're one of my childhood friends, my mom can probably reprimand me. Mm-hmm. I mean, my mom can reprimand you and your mom can probably reprimand me.
Right.
So Miss Lucy has known him since he was a teenager.
Right.
So I'm sure she
feels
connected to the situation in more ways than one.
Right. But when you're a teenager, you say talk to the hand. I'm sorry, but no grown
stuff. I mean, I didn't say that was mature
I get it. No, I'm just saying, like, even though she does feel that way, then take a more adult matriarch approach or a parenting approach, if that's the case, then opposed to talk to the hand and, like, putting your opinion out there. Mm-hmm. Of course you're going to be biased. It's your daughter. But this shouldn't even be happening right here, all of us. Diffuse the situation. Talking to the hand is not diffusing it. And you knew what you were coming there to do was to throw shade. The security guard is shade. He's big shade. And then here you are with sunglasses in the place, shade.
So, literally.
So I'm like,
shade.
Yeah, she's shady. And I just think she wants to be a part of the cast. Like, every time we see her, she's always like, hey, hey, hey. And then last time, even Toya made a comment like, oh, no, I heard Miss Lucy's coming, too. Like, they already all knew she was coming. She's like, I may need to borrow your purse, too, Dr. Heavenly. I need two purses, one for Mariah and one for Miss Lucy, which we referenced to last season, if you guys didn't watch, when they got into the big fight.
That physical fight, yeah. It's always classy.
Which is beautiful. So Mariah has another quick, witty comment, which she says, from this day forward, I will never mention Rico Chappelle's name. Or before all of this, they have their issue. I don't even know what happened. He just gets dragged out. You see the police outside, standing security, police, whatever. And then Rico Chappelle gets in a car and skids off.
And speeds off with the guy with the shirt. And the guy with the shirt is, like, laughing. So, obviously is what I'm trying to say, was not that serious. Because to the fact where you're going to get in a car and laugh. Like, you can see him, like, cackling through the windows of the SUV that they pull off in. So it was all a joke.
But he was,
like,
holding him by the neck. And Mariah said she felt threatened that he was going to hit her. But I'm like, I felt like he escalated it so unnaturally. You know what I mean? Like, if he was coming to talk to her, like, hey, girl, I heard you said this about me. Let's discuss it. He's like,
it went from 0 to 60 in, like, 1 second.
Yeah, he was ready. His camera, his friend even touched, get the camera out of our face.
And mush the camera.
Your face is like this in the camera.
Yeah.
You know that you wanted the camera to be there. Like, anyways, so Mariah says it's the last time that her and she will ever mention Rico Chappelle's name, which in her confessional or one-on-one, she has a pile of his clothes, and she says, devil, get thee behind me, you and your stretch pieces, which is hilarious.
But, I mean, she also used to wear them, so then she's kind of like...
Yes, I just thought it was super funny.
It was funny.
Right. So then, Quad goes upstairs before all of the fight. She says she wanted to change, so she's not in the situation, which is actually good, because it wasn't a fight for her in that situation. And, and she comes back down, and we see Mariah telling Toya, which is really weird, about the drama between Rico and him, which is like, this is something you just physically fought with, and then you think they're going to be on your side. And Toya's standing there all big-eyed, like, oh my gosh, no, girl, he should have never did that. Like,
well, I think they're over it a little bit.
But then don't have an opinion. Don't stand there and listen to it. Don't give any, like,
no, I'm audience. Saying I think that Toya and Mariah are over the fight they had a little bit. I don't think they're still harboring those feelings. Do I think they're best friends? No, obviously not.
But I'm not about to tell you my fight with someone else when I already fought you. Obviously, I'm going to feel like, well, you do act that way because I fought you. Like, it's just weird. So then... Quad. So then Lisa Nicole and Toya say Rico acted Hollywood to Quad once Quad arrives. And Quad goes, oh, well, they're standing there. They're talking about it like each other aren't there. Well, she said that I acted Hollywood, too, which Quad says. And Mariah says, I said you acted Hollywood. Then they start talking to each other, which is weird. And Quad confronts Mariah. It could have been a bigger situation, but all of a sudden, you know how we like to do. Let's take it outside. Mm-hmm. So Mariah's friend says outside to defuse the situation. But everyone ends up outside. And once they do, stay tuned as we turn the page of this story. It's so much drama. Mariah starts talking to her friend outside and starts speaking about Quad with Quad standing 20 feet away and says, just starts talking about her, bad about her. And Quad hears it, of course, as she was saying it for her to hear. And Quad's like, hold on, walks over, tells her security, step aside. And she gets over there. We see, boom, scene ends next season, their argument. What do you think?
I don't know. That scene to me, I could have just been happy. Mm-hmm. Not happy, really. But with the whole Rico and his friend driving off, mm-hmm. zoom.
End of the scene.
End of the episode. Mm-hmm. And then next week we come with a preview for this whole fight.
You're right.
One fight per event, please.
Right.
Even though, obviously, two arguments happened here. And it's just like... I do agree with Mariah in that Quad wants to fight. Mm-hmm. Quad invited her there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Therefore, it's not like Quad can even say, oh, well, I was at Lisa Nicole's event and she showed up mm-hmm. and we had words. Mm-hmm. Quad knew Mariah was going to be there. She knew that her and Mariah had tension. Mm-hmm. So therefore, the adult thing to do, in my opinion, would have been to acknowledge that in Quad's mind, for her to acknowledge that and say, okay, when I see her, I'm going to not let it affect me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do what I need to do, walk in this fashion show. I'm going to get her donation, and this is going to be a peaceful night. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even like she was caught off guard by the fact she was there. So for them to get into an argument, I think that it should have been avoided, mm-hmm. and I think that it's just them wanting to, like, fight and be catty and, like, have drama for the show.
Especially if it's for a good cause, and she's saying the main reason that she did invite Mariah was to take money.
Yeah.
Was to get donation for breast cancer awareness. So she definitely shouldn't have... This you were the queen of the show. You killed it. Everyone's you stooped down to Mariah's level. She showed up late. That was the first jab. Now you are throwing another jab by stepping outside. And as we do see for the next episode, her and her husband are sitting down, and he says, "What I didn't like that you did," which he always checks her, which is good. That you walked outside and started talking to her or feeding into that. And he's like, she's crazy. Like, we already all know that she's crazy. Let her have it. Which Mariah, being an adult, should have never, if she saw Quad standing right there, if you have something to say, don't talk about somebody right behind their back and they're standing right there. Say, hey, I feel like you're this way and you're this way and you're that way. And I don't like you and we're never going to be friends. Which, let's get into some predictions.
Okay. Predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
You go first.
I don't really have any good predictions. This episode and this day for me in general has been really draining. So I kind of don't really remember what they showed in the preview. But I predict that, on a happy note, Dr. Aiden's hair is going to look fabulous once he heals.
Girl, yes.
And stops looking like the Elephant Man. I think he is going to look just like Aladdin.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, that's my prediction.
That's a good prediction.
Yeah.
I also predict that Dr. Aiden's hair will be beautiful and long and luxurious. But I also do believe, like I have been saying, my prediction has pretty much been the same, that Mariah and Quad are going to become friends after all of this.
Okay,
I think
that
Quad is so dramatic. Like, literally, if she doesn't get her puppy line, she should go into, like, soap opera. Because her tears and her, like, if she is really hurt, then she's hurt. But her theatrics, like, oh my gosh, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, like, it's so much. Like, when she starts talking about the whole Mariah thing, like, I don't believe that that's all the way real. If you're hurt, then just say I'm hurt. Like, you don't need to, like, do all the facial expressions and all of that. But I do believe at the end of the day that they are going
to
come back together. And then next season they're going to rule. And then all the ladies are going to hate them.
I don't know. That's a pretty hefty prediction there. Well, I guess we shall see.
We shall. Do you have anything else?
No, that's it. That wraps it up for this after show, so.
Yay! Check us out next week. We will probably not be here because it is Memorial Day weekend. We will be having lots of fun in some kind of body of water.
So we'll either see you next week or we'll see you soon.
Yes.
In the meantime, you can find me, Michelle Renee, on Twitter and Instagram at Michelle Renee TV.
You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Facebook is English Cleveland. Twitter is English Speaks. And my Instagram is Pink English, which is my favorite color. Thank you for tuning in. Can't wait to see you guys next week. And
happy
comment.
Memorial Day.
Yeah, happy Memorial
Early.
Day. Yeah. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.